With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Cayman's Joshua Ogaro is officially a London Lion, signing his first professional contract while currently part of the senior Great Britain squad. The 6'6" guard is coming off his standout final season at Cal State Northridge, where he averaged 14.6 points, 9 rebounds and nearly 3 assists across 33 games, proving he can impact the game on both ends of the floor. After making his senior Great Britain debut earlier this summer, Ogaro now takes the next step in his career with the Lions. I caught up with the Lions media team on Instagram.
The Lions just signed another UK uncut gem, Joshua Ogaro, 6'6", 24, from the Cayman Islands. He had his first GB cap against Lithuania, where he made sure that his presence were known, grabbing offensive boards, pushing and running the break, and then high flying, of course, catching some lobs and making it flashy. He's an energetic high flyer that's constantly active, which means when the team needs him the most, he is always going to be there. His energy is exactly what our team is going to love and need on the defensive and offensive end, because if you're not paying attention, he will just sneak out of nowhere, grab the board, either put it back or send it the other way. Coming off a strong collegiate season where he averaged a near double-double and shot almost 50%, he was contesting for the Big West Player of the Year, so his professional debut was long overdue. And there was no better place to do it than the London Lions, who are committed to giving opportunities to the UK homegrown talent. We saw it with Kieran Sandy, we've seen it with Matt Goodwin, and we're currently seeing it with Ethan Price. And we've seen all of those players develop and grow, because not only were they playing with top-tier talent in the UK, but they were playing against top-tier talent in Europe, which meant that they had to be sharper and stronger on the court. And I'm looking forward to seeing what we can see from Joshua Ogaro with this same experience. Especially because he's going to be playing with a winning team and a coach that's going to love his energy and a crowd that are going to get excited for his high-flying moments.
Fans will get their first chance to see Ogaro in a Lions jersey at the London Lions Invitational coming up September 10th and 11th. And the stage gets even bigger in October. Ogaro and the Lions will face the NBA's Portland Trail Blazers on October 12th. Speaking on Radio Cayman Sports Extra, Ogaro says he's ready for the moment.
Honestly, I'm happy that we're going to go play, but I just think to myself, I just got to go play against those guys. Like, sometimes when you're out there, you kind of be like, whoa, that's Damian Lillard, wow.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Yeah.
That's going to be Ja Morant. But then, like, when you go out there and, you know, if they do a move, everyone's going to say, oh, yeah, that happened to you. So at the end of the day, you're trying to compete. So if he hits me, I hit him, it's going to make you feel better, 100%. Like, if you go out there and you get a foul or you do something good, you're just going to feel like, okay, I'm ready. I can do this right now. Yeah. Before the jump ball and the tip, everyone's kind of hyped up and antsed and ready to go. But as soon as the jump ball goes up, everybody's just dialed in. They're like, all right, it could be LeBron, it could be Jordan, it could be Kobe. Everyone's just ready to play.
It's another milestone for Cayman's rising basketball star and a huge moment for Cayman basketball on the international stage. The Cayman Islands men's national football team is set to make its League B debut in the CONCACAF Nations League next month, with CONCACAF confirming the dates, kickoff times, and venues for all four Cayman Islands men's national team matches in the September through October window. Radio Cayman's Paula Cal has the details.
Cayman opens its 2026-27 campaign against Dominica at 8 p.m. Cayman time on Thursday, September 24th at Windsor Park in Roseau. Cayman is designated as the home team for that match. 3 days later, Cayman stays at Windsor Park to face Guyana at 3 p.m. Cayman time on Sunday, September 27th. The competition then shifts to Puerto Rico, where Cayman will meet the hosts twice away. Cayman is again the designated home team for the first meeting at 8 p.m. on Thursday, October 1st, before the sides meet again at 6 p.m. on Sunday, October 4th. The four fixtures mark Cayman's first test in League B after earning promotion from League C in the previous Nations League cycle. Head coach Dougie Rao says the group is ready for the challenge, noting that promotion was earned through hard work and that the League B will demand even more, but these are exactly the types of matches the team wants to be playing. Cayman has remained active ahead of the competition, most recently drawing 1-1 with Inter Miami CF under-20s in an exhibition match that also marked the official opening of Field 2 at the Caymana Bay Sports Complex on August 22nd. The September-October window features 74 group stage matches across all three leagues, forming the first of three FIFA windows for the 2026-27 CONCACAF Nations League. For Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Paula Cal.
Thank you, Paul. And speaking of grand returns, That's the Cayman boys under 14 national team there arriving home after closing out the CFU Challenge Series with two strong wins in Punta Cana. They took down Turks and Caicos Islands 4-1 and Dominica 5-1. And it was a nail-biter on Eastern Avenue Sunday night as IMPELYU edged Michelob Ultra 75-73 in Game 2 of the Conference Cup Season 6 Finals, sealing the title and delivering a first-ever championship for every player on the roster and even the coach. IMP stole Game 1 of the best-of-three series, putting all the pressure on Michelob Ultra. Win Game 2 and take the trophy, or lose and face a decisive Game 3. They chose the trophy.
Remaining time, 5 seconds. The champion, IMPELYU.
I caught up with IMP head coach Mike Frias courtside after the win.
Great win tonight.
Yes, ma'am.
2 games straight.
Yeah.
All right, so this defines and shows that you guys are the true champions. How do you feel about your team's success today?
Oh, I'm still great and speechless. But also, first of all, thank God. If he's not here, you know, we don't get this championship. And also the supporters.
Yes.
There's a lot of supporters with us, with IMPELYU. But I'm speechless right now because this is my first time to take out, to coach. Yeah.
What was that like, being a player and a coach at the same time?
I'm so great. That's it. Next year, maybe we can get it again.
Yeah.
We will return and practice more.
What were you telling the team? How did you motivate them to win this game? Because it was quite a close game.
All of them, I trust them.
Yeah.
Nobody, down. I didn't put him down. What I said to him is defense, because that's the important thing in a basketball defense. Offense is easy for us because they are working hard here already.
Very talented.
And they're a talented person. They know how to play the basketball.
Have you guys won before?
No, this is the first season with a team. This is my first win. Everybody is the first championship here.
The final score 75-73, a 2-point thriller that crowns IMPELYU as champions for the very first time. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.